奉主耶稣圣灵正道。
In the name of Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Relying on the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来分享来学习但以理书的信息。
We shall continue with the message of Daniel.
两个星期前，第三章要结束之前，传道曾经问大家两个重要的问题。
Two weeks ago, before we concluded our chapter 3, I have asked you these two questions.
还记得这两个问题是什么吗
？Do you still remember these two questions？
又或者已经有了答案了，是吗
？Perhaps you already have the answer.
第一个问题。
The first question.
为什么众多的这个犹太人当中？只有记录这三个人三位信心勇士没有跪拜这个偶像。
Among all the Jews that were taken exile to Babylon, why is it that only these three were recorded?
难道当时
did not prostrate to the gold image?
难道在现场当时只有三位犹太人吗？
Were there only these three Jews who were present at this ceremony?
这是个很严重的问题来的。
This can be a very serious problem.
好，那第二个问题就是为什么但以理为什么不没有出现呢？但以理他到底在哪里啊？
The other question is, where was Daniel at that time? Why wasn't he present during this ceremony?
他到底有没有在现场？
Was he present at this ceremony?
如果在现场，为什么只记录三个人啊？只对付三个人啊
？If he was present, then why was the Bible only talking about these three men?
如果他不在现场，那他到底在哪里呀
？If he was not present here, then where was he?
因为所有的高官、所有王柱里面的那些大臣们，全部都要出席了。
Because all the high officials have to be present at that time.
好，我们先回答第一个问题。
We shall answer the first question.
然后才来回答这两个问题，我们才来进入第四章啊。
We shall answer these two questions before we go on to chapter 4.
第一个问题就是，我们先看到底被抓到巴比伦的有多少个犹太人先知道这个人数先。
Let us first determine the number of Jews taken exile into Babylon.
我们参考这个列王记下24章。
Let us turn to 2 Kings, chapter 24.
我们读13节到16节。
We read verses 13 to 16.
请念。
2 Kings, chapter 24, verses 13 to 16. Verse 13, and he carried out from there all the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house, and he cut in pieces all the articles of gold which Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of the Lord, as the Lord has said.Verse 14, also he carried into captivity all Jerusalem, all the captains and all the mighty men of Vela, 10,000 captives and all the craftsmen and smiths. None remained except the poorest people of the land. Verse 15, and he carried Jehoiakim captive to Babylon, the king's mother, the king's wives, his officers, and the mighty of the land he carried into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon.Verse 16, all the valiant men, 7,000, and craftsmen and smiths, 1,000, all who were strong and fit for war, this the king of Babylon brought captive to Babylon.
好，那尼布甲尼撒王一共三次分三次，三个时段来把以色列民掳去巴比伦三次。
Nebuchadnezzar took the Jews into exile altogether in three trips.
第一次就是在但以理书第一章，那包括但以理他们这三个朋友都被抓去。
The first exile took place in Daniel chapter 1, and that included people like Daniel and his three friends.
那第二次被掳就是在这个刚才读的列王记下24章，第二次被掳。
The passage that we just read in 2 Kings chapter 24 is actually about the second exile.
那么这里巴比伦王已经在位已经第八年了，已经第八年了。
And this is during the reign, the 8th year reign of King Nebuchadnezzar.
那么这第二次被掳呢，以西结先知也在里面。第二次被掳，以西结也在里面。
During the second exile.Ezekiel the prophet was included.
那这里说的都被掳的，一共有一万多人以上啊，一万多人蛮多呢。
Here it stated that those who were taken exile are more than 10,000.
那么那个第三章的拜金像你不讲人造大偶像来拜，那已经他是做完20年了
In Daniel chapter 3, when King Nebuchadnezzar built the golden image for the people to worship, that was during the 20th year of his reign.
简单说，第三章的大金像跟第一章是相隔20年。
In other words, from chapter 1 to chapter 3, there is a lapse of 20 years.
啊，那么第二次被掳大概才八年还是十年罢了。经过八年还是十年，第二次被掳，所以里面的人应该超过一万多人以上在里面。
So between the first and the second exile, there are between 几年啊？
啊，
几年啊？
这个第二次被掳哦，是相隔第一次被掳是八年或者十年。
Oh, okay, sorry. Between the first and the third one is about 4 to 8 years, and more than 10,000 was taken exile.
哦，对吗？第一次被掳跟第二次被掳哦，相隔十年呐、啊。简单讲，相隔十年呐、啊。
Between
十年后又在第二次被掳了。
Between the first and the second exile, is 10 years difference.
啊。所以他造金像是二十年了，所以这些人已经在里面了，一万多人已经在里面了。
So in chapter 3, when King Nebuchadnezzar built the golden image, this more than 10,000 people, they were already in Babylon.
传道要理厘清的就是说，到底当时拜金像的时候，多少位以色列人在那边啊？这个列王记下24章告诉我们，超过一万多人在里面。
What I want to determine is the number of Jews in Daniel chapter 4, according to this passage that we have read, it's more than 10,000 people.
难道你说在现场的只有三位犹太人吗？你认为会有这样吗？
Were there only three Jews during that ceremony?
或者其他的分散在其他的地方，各巴比伦地方，但是现场只有三位吗？
Or were the others dispersed to through the other provinces of Babylon, and only three were present during the ceremony?
就算你不在现场哦，刚才王已经下令，无论在哪里听到有音乐响起哦，每个地方都有音乐响起，听到的人也是要朝着那个大金像来拜、啊。
Even if they were dispersed or they were living in other provinces of Babylon, the king has commanded that when the herald sounded, they all of them would have to kneel and worship the golden image.
所以这个问题在传道心里面哦，一直哦放了很久很久。
I have kept this in my heart for a long time.
我不敢讲出那个答案啊。
I don't want to say the answer.
不是都忘了答案，我不敢讲出那个答案哦，不是都忘
了。I'm afraid to share with you the answer.
因为太可怕了。
Because it can be quite frightening.
他几乎大部分哦，应该是跪拜偶像，朝那个大金像拜。
It looks like most of them would have.Fallen down and worship this gold image.
你叫传道怎么样讲出这个答案出来？
How do you expect me to tell you this answer?
你这个答案你能够接受吗？
Are you able to accept?
当然，也许不是全部啦，但是应该是大部分。
Of course, perhaps not all, but maybe most of them.
因为以西结也在里面啊，不可能以西结也去拜偶像嘛。
Ezekiel was also among those taken exile, so it can't possibly, Ezekiel can't possibly be worshiping this.
但我深信哦。大部分的以色列民、犹太人都跪拜偶像，
But I,
这个是可以查考的。
But I believe most of the Jews would have worshipped.
你知道吗？
Maybe you can research further into this.
因为他们就是因为拜偶像，不敬拜独一真神，才被掳去巴比伦啊。他的背景是因为拜偶像才被掳的呀。
The very reason why the Jews were taken exile was because they worshipped idols.
不遵守安息日呀。
They did not observe the Sabbath.
所以你从他的背景去看，为什么他们被掳，就是拜偶像。
So if you were to look at the background why they were taken exile, it is because they worship idols.
那现在已经现场的大偶像，然后你不拜就会死，就会被火烧死，就会被处死，你还不拜啊？
And now they are in a position where if they did not worship the golden image, then they will be put to death.
你看以西结时代他们拜偶像的情形怎样？你看一下。
What was the situation when the Jews worship idols during Ezekiel's time?
先看以西结书八章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 8.
这里八章全部的都讲哦，以色列人啊，包括长老们啊，都在拜偶像。
Ezekiel chapter 8 talks about the people worshipping idols, including the elders.
八章第三节。
Chapter 8 verse 3.
哦，神的灵集齐我来，把我带到耶路撒冷，朝北的内院，那边我看到有触动主怒偶像的座位，神的殿里面有偶像的座位。
Here it tells us that the Spirit of God lifted Ezekiel up and brought him into Jerusalem where he saw the seat of this image.
嗯， 那么第五节
Verse 5,
那在北边的门、啊、那边有着、啊、有着祭邪的偶像，有偶像在那边。
There are also idols toward the north.
看第七节
Verse 7,
那些墙壁全部都是有偶像的画像。
There were images of idols on the wall.
还有那个十一节
Verse 11,
在这些像前有以色列家的七十个长老在那边、啊、烧香、啊、拜偶像烧香。
70 men of the elders of the house of Israel also worship their idols.
嗯，而且第十节，看第十节
verse 10,
在四面的墙壁上都有各种的、可憎的爬物，还有以色列家一切的偶像在圣殿的四围的墙壁上。
There were all sorts of creeping things, abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed on the walls of the temple.
七十个长老代表所有的长老，知道吗？七十是很多很多的意思，很多很多的长老。
70 elders of the house of Israel would represent all the elders in the house.
吓死人啊！
It is very.
还没有啊，还有继续你自己看下去啊。
You can read further.
啊，十四节呀、啊。
Verse 14.
十六节呀、啊。
Verse 16.
这整章都在讲哦，都在见证哦，以色列人都是已经拜偶像了。连长老都在拜偶像了。
This entire chapter talks about the Jews worshiping the idols, including the elders.
所以才遭受到第二次的被掳呀。
And that is why they were taken exile the second time.
那现在就是拜偶像的问题啊，拜金像的问题啊。
Now this is the problem of worshiping this golden image.
这个不是他们本来就拜的吗？他们本来就喜欢的吗？不是吗
？Isn't this what they have been doing all this while?
所以我很不想给这个答案。
Actually, I do not feel like giving you this answer.
这是个很可怕、很让人很悲、很伤心、很也让人很愤怒的一个答案。
Because this is something that angers God and makes us very sad.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
至少就看到有三位忠心的神的百姓不拜偶像，宁愿死也不拜偶像。
At least we can see these three very loyal and faithful servants of God who were willing to die and not worship.
这个是神的荣耀来的。
This is the glory of God.
所以神因为他们三个人啊，这位三位信心勇士啊，得到很大的荣耀，很大的喜悦。
It is because of these three men who did not want to worship the idol that God was glorified.
那虽然那些很多都失败了，很多都拜偶像了，那神也不理他们了、啊，也不再提起他们了、
啊。God no longer cared about those others who worship the idol.
神提起的、神纪念的是那些对他忠心的、圣洁的、不拜偶像的，这些才能够让神荣耀的。
What God cared for was those people who abstained themselves from all this defilement and kept themselves holy.
嗯，好，那现在我们回到第二个问题。
We come to the second question.
第二个问题，在跪拜这个金像的时候，但以理到底在哪里？
During this, when they were all worshiping the idol, this golden image, where was that?
因为我们在圣经上完全看不到哈，在第三章完全看不到但以理的出现，完全看不到。
In Daniel chapter 3, we cannot see at all where Daniel was.
这里应该有两个重要的教训。
There are two important teachings here.
第一
，First，
就算没有但以理在现场，没有但以理的带领，还有其他神的儿女哦，是很坚强的，是很忠心的。很圣洁的。
Even without the leadership of Daniel, there are still other leaders of the Jews who are holy and who would abstain themselves from all this defilement.
就是我们常常说的，没有你啊，不要以为没有你不行，没有你，其他的信徒啊，其他的神儿女还是 OK 的，还是不错，还是非常非常圣洁的。
This is what we often say. Even without you, the others can still maintain their holiness.
这是第一个教训。
This is the first teaching.
第二个教训。
Second teaching.
但以理不在现场啊，不出现在第三章，因为神把他隐藏起来。
Daniel was not present in Daniel chapter 3 because God hid him.
所以不记录他在哪里，也不记录他在做什么，在这个重要时刻，完全不记录他，完全把他隐藏起来。
So in this very important moment, God completely hid him.
所以神呢，有时把我们显明出来，有时又把我们隐藏起来，显明有时，隐藏有时。
Sometimes God will allow us to be made manifested, and sometimes God will hide us.
这是我们要顺服了。
And this is our submission.
这么重要的时刻，这么紧张的时刻，怎么可以没有我的出现呢？怎么可以没有我在现场呢？神把它藏起来了。
God has hidden Daniel from the sight of all during this very important moment.
完全看不到但以理在第三章的这两个重要教训啊。
This is the two. These are the two teachings where we cannot see Daniel in Daniel chapter
3. 但是外面哦，网络上或者其他的书籍上，外教会的解释哦，一共外面有六种解释。为什么但以理没有记录但以理？有六种解释。
But there are six explanations by those Bible scholars as to why Daniel was not recorded in Daniel chapter 3.
你试试看啊，听一听就好，因为很多都不符合那种情景啊，不符合圣经的情景啊。
It may not be according to the Bible. You just listen to it.
第一
，First.
有人解释，因为本章第三章是另一个作者写的，不是但以理写的，所以他的重点是写那三个人罢了，他完全不提但以理，是另外一个作者写的。
Some people say that chapter 3 was not written by Daniel, it was written by another author, and that is why Daniel was completely omitted.
就是说，另外一个作者把他写的故事放进但以理书里面去了。
That is, in other words, this author has inserted what he has written into the book of Daniel.
有人这样解释了，但以理为什么不在现场？有人这样解释。
There are some who explain this way why Daniel was not present.
第二种解释。
Second explanation.
因为但以理奉王的命令出去公干了，去出差了。所以不在现场了。
Daniel could have been sent by the king for another important mission.
我们教会人也好像也有这样解释啦。
Some of our church ministers also tend to agree to this.
但是有一个漏洞，就是无论你往哪里出去公干所有的高官所有的民族，听到音乐一响。无论在哪里，你都要跪拜的。
But then, if this explanation holds, then wherever these high officers of the king went, when the herald sounded, they would have to prostrate and worship this golden image.
但这第二种解释，至少说他不在现场了。
At least the second explanation would tell us why he was not present.
第三种解释。
The third explanation.
但以理他生病了，所以他没办法参加，没在现场，那是第三种解释。
Daniel was sick, so he was unable to attend.
有很多人替但以理解释
啊。There are many people explaining for Daniel.
第四种解释。
The fourth explanation.
更加离谱哦。
It is even more ridiculous.
但以理其实有出现，有在现场。
Daniel was present.
那个第四位在火窑中，第四位在火窑中多出来的那个第四位人，那个就是但以理来的呀。
The fourth man in the fiery furnace was Daniel.
这真的是胡说八道，真的是乱七八糟呀。
This is a bit ridiculous.
所以有时我看他们为了要解释而解释，什么乱七八糟的道理的理由都有。
Sometimes just trying to explain, they can come up with all sorts of reasons.
圣经明明说那个是神子呀。
The one in the fiery furnace, the Bible tells us that it is God.
那第五个解释是什么呢
？What is the fifth explanation?
那就是很出名那个在讲那个异定论的加尔文他的解释。加尔文就是那个 John Calvin。
The fifth explanation is by this John Calvin.
他说但以理其实在现场。
He said actually Daniel was present.
但因为他的职位很高啊，王很看重他，所以他们不敢攻击他。那些要陷害但以理的那些要陷害犹大不敢攻击但以理，因为他职位太高。这个是 Calvin 的 John Calvin 的解释，加尔文的解释。
John Calvin, he has this explanation that Daniel had a very high position in the palace of King Nebuchadnezzar, hence the others dare not accuse him.
这个加尔文是个很有名的、很出名的大神学家呀。
John Calvin was a very famous theologian.
可是他这样的解释你信吗？你接受吗
？Can you accept his explanation?
他在现场，只是因为职位高，所以他不敢攻击他。
He was present, but because of his high position, the others dare not accuse or attack him.
这个讲法很矛盾不符合现场，不符合圣经的描述。
This is quite conflicting because it does not go against the teaching.
因为那些控告的人撒旦的控告是无论何人。不跪拜一定 要被杀，要被杀。无论何人，当然包括但以理了。
The Bible tells,
无论何人啊。
The Bible tells us that whoever it is, all of them would have to prostrate and worship this image, including Daniel.
那你想想，单单一个但以理不用跪拜的，这就是站在那边，或者坐在那边，那王的脸放在哪里啊？
So
it, 王的命令来的，你知道吗？这个王下的命令啊，那王的脸放那里啊。
So if Daniel was present and he did not worship,、so where do you think, then this king would have lost his face?
所以就有了第六种解释。
So there came about this sixth explanation.、
但以理在现场，但是王允许他，答应他说你不用拜，除了你，你不用拜，王自己答应的。
Daniel was present, but he had the permission of the king not to worship.
就是说，但以理有特权呐、
In other words, Daniel had a special.
这完全是你我们自己想出来的，圣经根本没有这样的记录，而且从记录上也看不到有这种特权，看不到，完全感受不到，看不到有这种特权。
All these are not substantiated by the Bible, and we cannot see at all that Daniel had this special power not to worship.
这是在外面哦，你看那些书籍，那些上网去找资料，大致上有这六种解释啦。
So if you were to Google for the answer, you probably might get one of the six.
那我们的解释是什么呢
？What is our answer?
我们试试看啦，好。
Let us try.
你给我们看，先提出一个问题。
Let us talk about this.
这个大金像、大偶像是在什么地方啊？建在什么地方？在什么地方拜、啊？现场在哪里啊
？Where was the spot? The site of this golden image. 哎，
现场不在巴比伦王宫，知道吗
？The site is not in Babylon.
请看三章的第一节。
You turn to Daniel chapter 3 verse 1.
这里说，尼布甲尼撒王造了一个金像，高六十肘，宽六肘，立在巴比伦省突拉平原，是离开王宫的一个平原，一个郊外的。不在王宫。
Here it tells us that the golden image was erected at this plain of Dura. It is not in the vicinity of the palace.
那你看一下，就是王召集那些哈王的那些臣仆啊、高官啊、各省的官员啊，都集合到突拉平原去，不在王宫。
Then we can see that King Nebuchadnezzar gathered together all his high officials to the plain of Dura.
先搞清楚这个地点哦。
So we will first establish the venue.
但以理如果从二章四十九节来看呢，他应该在王宫里面。
If we were to read Daniel chapter 2 verse 49, we can see that Daniel was at the palace.
请看二章四十九节。
We turn to Daniel chapter 2 verse 49.
但以理求王，王就派沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥管理巴比伦省的事务。此事请注意，此事但以理常常在朝中侍立，常常在王宫里面，很少出来的啦。这里圣经是这样讲的呀。
From Daniel chapter 2 verse 49, we can see that Daniel sat in the gate of the king, so he seldom come out of this palace.
这是我们从三章一节的地点跟二章四十九节，我们从圣经上去寻找答案啦。
So we seek an answer from the Bible. Daniel chapter 3 verse 1, the place is at Plain of Dura. And Daniel chapter 2 verse 49, Daniel was often at the palace.
那应该就是他不在，很清楚他不在现场了。
So it looks like he was not present.
所以当然不在现场就没有攻击他，也没有提到他了，他不在现场。
And if he was not at the site, when the worship took place, then they could not accuse.
感谢神啊，那这是我们按照圣经这样的记录，我们这样的去理解了。
So we thank God that with these Bible recordings, we can have a clearer understanding.
好，我们进入到第四章。
We come to Daniel chapter 4.
第四章主题就是至高者在人的国中掌权。
The theme of this chapter is the Most High rules in the kingdom of man.
请看但以理书第四章。
Daniel chapter 4.
这第四章呢，是尼布甲尼撒王的第二个梦。
Daniel chapter 4 records the second dream of King Nebuchadnezzar.
第一个梦呢，是关乎世界的历史、世界的发展以及世界的绝迹。
The first dream concerns the history, the development, and
世界的发展
and the development of the world.
还有它的绝迹，它的结局
and the conclusion.
好，那第二个梦呢？第四章的第二个梦呢，是关乎到他自己本人本身的梦。
The second dream that is recorded in Daniel chapter 4 is regarding he himself.
那这个梦的信息是什么呢
？What is the message of the second?
这个信息的梦就是我们的主题，第四章的主题， 至高者在人的国中掌权，这个是梦最主要的信息跟真理。
The most important message of this dream is that the Most High rules in the kingdom of man.
哦，这个信息是要告诉尼布甲尼撒王，他将要受到天上真神的刑罚以管教。
This dream is to tell Nebuchadnezzar that he is about to receive the chastisement of the Most High.
那从神的刑罚中看到一个更重要的信息，就是至高者。真神在人的国中掌权，这个信息。
And the most important teaching that we can derive out of this is that the Most High reigns and rules in the kingdom of man.
这句话一直在第四章出现了三次，你注意看。
If you were to notice, this phrase is being repeated three times.
看十七节。
Verse 17.
叫世人知道，至高者在人的国中掌权，在中间那边。
Verse 17, and that you might know that in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of man.
25节。
In verse 25.
在中间那边，等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，有没有？
It is also in the middle of the verse.Till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of man.
直到三十二节。
Until verse 32.
等你知道哈，至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁，不断的出现这一句话。
Until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of man, and He gives it to whomever He chooses.
所以第二个梦的最主要信息、最高的旨意就是。要让尼布甲尼撒王知道，也让所有世界的人知道，真正掌控宇宙的、真正掌控世界的、真正掌控这个国家的是真神，不是王，是真神。
So the most important message in Daniel chapter 4 is to tell Nebuchadnezzar and all the people in the world that the Lord Most High God rules in the kingdom of man.
那么我们先看第一章的第四章的一节到四节。
We first
一节到四节。
Let us first read in Daniel chapter 4 verses 1 to 4.
一到三节了，一到三节。
1 to 3.
请念。
Verse 1, Nebuchadnezzar the king to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. Verse 2, I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. Verse 3, how great are his signs and how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation.
你看这第四章很奇妙的，一开始从第一节王就不断的称颂真神了，是吧？有没有赞美真神啊？
This is quite an amazing chapter where Nebuchadnezzar continued to praise God.
然后这种赞美真神在中间也不断的出现，在中间。
This kind of praises continue right until the middle.
一直到第四章最后一段最后一节也是一直在赞美真神。你看最后一节三十七节。
Right until verse 37, Nebuchadnezzar continued to praise God.
现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊敬恭敬天上的王啊。这一章就是不断在敬拜真神，赞美真神的呀。
So Nebuchadnezzar in this chapter continue to extol and honor the king of heaven.
而且是由一个很骄傲的王巴比伦王来赞美真神，称颂真神。
Especially when he came from this very arrogant and very haughty king, King Nebuchadnezzar.
这里要传达什么
？What is trying to tell us?
神才是真正的掌权者、掌控者。
God is the one who rules in the kingdom of man.
他要你上就上，要你下就下，要改变你的口就改变你的口。
If God wants to exalt you, He will, and He will bring you down.
他不是改变你的口，他是改变你的心呐、把巴比伦王的心变成野兽的心呐、
He can
变你的心呐、
He can change your lips, and He can also change your heart.
又把你的野兽的心变回人的心呐、
And he can also change the heart of a beast in you into the heart of a man.
神才是真正的掌权者。
God is truly the one who rules in the kingdom.
所以这一章呢，真神得到很大的荣耀。
So in this chapter, God received great glory.
在以色列国哈，以色列人没有荣耀真神。
In the kingdom of Israel, the Israelites did not worship.
反而在巴比伦王哈，巴比伦尼布甲尼撒在荣耀真神，赞美真神。
Here we can see that it is the gentle king, King Nebuchadnezzar, who extolled and honored God.
这是很奇妙的一件事情、
This is a very surprising.
在自己的神国里面，在自己的百姓得不到荣耀，得不到赞美，结果却神却在外邦的国家当中外邦人的国家当中得到赞美，得到荣耀。
God has not received praises and glory in his own people's country, but on the other hand, God received praises and glory in a Gentile land.
所以这告诉我们，这一切都是神在掌控，神在转变。
All this tells us that God is in control and God is changing.
所以我们要谦卑啊。
That is why we must be humble.
不要以为我们做了很多事情哦。
Let's not think that we have done a lot.
啊，就算我们没有做什么，没有荣耀神，没有敬拜神。神仍然可以在别的地方得到荣耀，可以在别的外邦人当中得到尊荣了。神可以的呀。
Even if we have not worshipped God or given Him glory, God can still obtain glory in another place.
但是当神在外邦人中得到尊荣的时候，我们的罪就大了，我们神国神儿女的罪就很大了。
But when God receives glory from a Gentile land, then we, as the children of God, our sins will be great.
这是我们每个基督徒、每个神的儿女要去思考、思想、反省的一件事。
This is something that we as children of God we must reflect.
这是第四章很重要的真理。
This is a very important teaching.
神在外邦人中得到尊荣。
God was glorified in the Gentiles.
但是却在以色列国中得不到信徒的以色列民的尊荣。
On the other hand, he was not glorified in his own Israelite nation.
好，那在这一段里面呢，我们看王对天上真神的对真神的认识。
From here, we can see the recognition that Nebuchadnezzar had towards God.
那么有十个对神的认识。
There are 10 points here.
第一。
The first one.
他承认神是至高的神。
He acknowledged that God is most high.
第二。
Secondly.
承认神是他的神迹是何其的大，他的奇事是何其丰盛。第三节。
He acknowledged in verse 3 that God's signs is great and His works are mighty.
王承认神的国是永远的，神的权柄也是存到万代的。
The king also acknowledged that God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and His dominion is from generation to generation.
第四个。王承认什么奥秘的事都不能够为难圣神的灵啊。第九节。
The fourth one is in verse 9, he acknowledged that the spirit of the holy God and no secret can evade him.
Yeah, 那第五。
The fifth one.
王承认至高者在人的国中掌权，他要赐国给谁就给谁。
The king acknowledged that God rules in the kingdom of men, and he will give to whomever he chooses.
这刚才我们读过了。
This is what we have read.
第六个。
The sixth.
王承认临到自己的事，临到他的事，是出于至高者的命令。二十四节。
The king acknowledged that whatever happened to him is according to the instructions on the will of God in verse 24.
你不这样，你才会受到神的管教、刑罚，甚至会变成野兽。这一切临到他的，都是因为至高者的命令，神的命令，神的意思。
He acknowledged that the fact that he was being changed into a beast and back to a man, these are all the will of God.
他承认了。
He acknowledged that.
神有这种一切都是神在掌控，他承认。
He acknowledged that God controls everything and He rules.
所以你要认识你的神。
So we must come to this knowledge of our God.
第七个认识什么呢？
What is the seventh one?
他认识并赞美。尊敬真神是至高者，是永活到永远的神。神是永远的神。
He recognized and he extolled God as living and from generation to generation.
这是三十四节。
This is in verse 34.
第八个。
The eighth one.
王承认他的神的权柄是永远的，他的国是存到万代的，神是永恒的国。
He acknowledged that the kingdom of God is from generation to generation, and he lives forever.
第九个。
The ninth one.
王承认神在天上的万军中和地上的万民中，他都凭他自己的旨意行事，没有人能够拦阻他，没有人能够问他，为什么你做这个？神啊，你为什么你这样做？神啊，为什么你做那样做？三十五节。
And he also acknowledged that God is among the inhabitants of the earth and that no one can restrain him and ask him, why have you done this or why have you done that?
就是王承认神的主权啊，他做什么事不用向你解释了，你也没有资格去问他为什么这样做了。
The king has acknowledged God's supreme power, why he can do this and why he can do that.
你看一个骄傲的巴比伦王，他都有这样的认识神的主权，神的权柄。
For such an arrogant king, like Nebuchadnezzar, he acknowledged the sovereign power of God.
那为什么今天我们神的儿女，我们的信徒啊，常常问为什么这样？神为什么那样？神为什么给我这样？神为什么给我那样？ 问很多为什么哦，而且就算给你解答了，你也是不满意、不接受的哦。
Then today, why is it that we have to ask God why is this so and why is that so?
是吗？你看那二，你看那个三十五节，你自己读呀。
In verse 35, you can read yourself.
下半段。
The second portion.
他都凭自己的旨意行事啊，没无人能够拦住他的手啊，或问他说，哎，你为什么做这样的事？没有人有资格这样问神的啦。
In verse 35, it says that God does everything according to his own will. No one can restrain him or ask him, why have you done this?
可是我们今天常常问神呢，好像我们很厉害这样哦，问神啊，责问神啊，为什么你这样？为什么你这样？这个是我们今天呢很大的问题啊，很大对神的不尊重。
Today we are so bold as to ask God all the time, why do you do this and why do you do that? This is something that we have disrespected.
第十个。
The tenth one.
王承认神所做的全部都诚实。
King Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged that whatever God done, has done is true.
37节。
In that verse 37.
他所行的也都公平。
All your works are in truth.
那行骄傲的神可以降他为卑啊，那就讲他自己了。
And those who walk in pride, God will put them down.
这个尼布将尼撒王的十种承认，十个承认，是因为他这个十个承认当中，他真正认识了天上独一的至高的真神。
So it is because of this ten acknowledgement and recognition that we can see that he truly knew who God is.
他是世界的王来的。
He was a king of the world.
他是骄傲的王来的。
He was a very proud king.
他甚至是目中无神的王来的。
He lives in the king, in the kingdom.
但到后来他却受到管教了，有这么深的认识，对真神有这么大的认识，十个认识。
After his chastisement, he came to the knowledge of God.
那我们今天已经受到神的恩典的，也常常听道理的，有圣灵的，有真理的，为什么我们对我们的神，你对你自己的神，你的信仰反而很模糊，甚至不太认识神，那种感觉就是你不认识神。
Today we have received much grace from God. We know the truth and we have the Holy Spirit. Why is it that you seem not to know anything about God?
因为从你的谈话，从你的责问，从你的那种信仰表现，你所让我们感受到就是你还不认识你的神，你还没有真正认识天上独一真神。
From what you say and from your actions, it seems as though you have not come to the knowledge of the true God.
这是我们读第四章的时候是个很亏欠的事情。
And this is something that we feel very indebted.
记得哦，王说你不见得受到神管教，他就认识真神了。我们今天也受到管教啊，真的是受到神管教了很多次了。那我们为什么还不认识呢？
Please take note that King Nebuchadnezzar was chastised by God, and after that he came to the knowledge of God. Today, why is it that after being chastised by God, we still cannot recognize?
你自己再回去看看啊，十个认识，对神的认识，十种。
If you were to go back and read this through, you can actually find the 10 points how Nebuchadnezzar came to the knowledge.
那现在我们要讲第二个重点。
We shall talk about the second
important point. 在这一章当中呢，王认识自己，刚才是认识神，现在是认识自己。
We have mentioned that King Nebuchadnezzar came to the knowledge of God. Now we shall talk about how he came to.
而且十种认识自己的十种情形。
And there are 10 situations how he understood himself.
第一
，the first one，
他承认自己在神面前不过是一个仆人，有没有
？He understood and he acknowledged that he is just a servant of God.
那个是在他所以第二节
That is in verse 2.
所以他乐意我乐意将至高神向我所行的神迹奇事宣扬出来，他要替神来做见证，他要替神来去宣传神的作为，那不就是神的仆人吗？
Verse 2, he wants to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me, isn't this being a worker of God?
这里说他要替神来做事啊，替神来见证啊，替神来宣传啊，传讲啊。
Here it tells us that he wants to declare God's signs, God's miracles, and everything that God has done for him.
圣经有没有说尼布甲尼撒王是神的仆人呢？有没有这样讲呢？
Did the Bible say that Nebuchadnezzar was a servant of God?
有啊。
Yes.
他是神的仆人啊。
He was a servant of God.
所以不要以为只有你是神的仆人哦，尼布甲尼撒王也是哦。
So do not think that you are the only one who is a servant of God. Nebuchadnezzar was also a servant of God.
我们来看耶利米书25章。
We turn to Jeremiah chapter 25.
8节到9节。
verses 8 to 9.
八节。所以万军之耶和华如此说，因为你们没有听从我的话，九节。
9.
我必召北方的众族和我仆人巴比伦王尼布加尼撒来攻击这地和这地的居民，并视为一切的国民。这里说神要召集我的仆人，神的仆人巴比伦王来管教以色列人，来管教这个以色列国。
Here it tells us that God will gather Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, that is his servant, to bring against his land and to teach, to give them a lesson.
这是圣经很清楚的说，神说我要召我的仆人巴比伦王，那是很清楚的。
Here is a very clear message from God that he will call King Nebuchadnezzar his servant.
不过呢，不过吧，这个神的仆人呢，是一个恶仆，恶的仆人。
But
then, 不是善良的仆人。
But then King Nebuchadnezzar was an evil servant of God, not a good servant.
Yeah, 仆人有两种，知道吗？
There are two types of servants.
你在看主耶稣讲的那些新约圣经里面的仆人的道理，有忠心善良的仆人，有那些懒惰的恶的仆人。所以说，你这个作恶的人，你离开我吧。所以仆人有两种啊。
So there are two servants, as recorded in the New Testament. Jesus said, "You good and faithful servant," and the other type are you are evil and lazy servant.
不要以为说我是神的仆人，和尼布加尼撒也是神的，是没有错。但问题是你是哪一种仆人？是善良的仆人，还是恶的仆人呢？我们要反省啊。
Do not think that you are a servant just like King Nebuchadnezzar, but we must be more sure whether we are the good servant or the evil servant.
有些人听到说，你不讲你是神的仆人，很多人不接受。你为什么不接受？他是恶的仆人来的呀。
Some people cannot...
你是仆人又怎样？但是你是恶的呀。
Some people cannot accept that Nebuchadnezzar was also a servant of a king of God. But then he was an evil servant.
总之，他现在他认识了，他虽然是一个王，巴比伦王，可是他在神面前，他是一个仆人。他承认自己是一个仆人。
At least King Nebuchadnezzar recognized this fact that he was also a servant of God.
将你认识了自己吗
？Have you come to the knowledge of yourself?
你认识的你是一个仆人，还是一个高高在上的老板呢？还是你自己觉得自己是一个老板呢
？Do you recognize yourself as a good servant or an evil servant or one who is very high and mighty before God？
还是一个仆人呢
？Or are you just a servant？
我们长老、执事、传道都一样啊，高高在上的圣职人员，还是真的是一个在神家里的仆人呢
？Are the ministers and preachers high and mighty in church or are they servants of God lowly in the church？
第二
，second point，
他认识自己虽然在安居在王宫中，平顺在圣。宫殿内，但是呢，也有惊慌急怕的时候。
He acknowledged that although he is in, he is dwelling in peace in the palace, yet there are times, moments of anguish.
那是在第四节有没有
？It is in verse four.、
第四节。
Verse four.
我尼布加尼撒安居在宫中，平顺在殿内，虽然很享受、很平安，可是呢，他承认也有惊慌害怕的时刻、在王宫里面。
Verse 4, Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged that although the palace, he could rest in his palace and he was flourishing there, he was also afraid.
你有认识到你的环境吗？
Are you able to recognize?
你现在很风光、很顺利、赚很多钱、身体很好，很多人奉承你，很多人称赞你。就是像我住在王宫中，平顺在殿内，但是突然间他开始害怕，开始一直恐惧。
You may have a flourishing life now, just like this king, and with all these people heaping praise at you.
第三个
and suddenly he became afraid.
第三个认识。
The third and not.
认识自己虽然住在王宫里面，但是呢。也有离开世人跟野兽同居同住在一起的时候。
He recognized that although he can be resting and flourishing at his palace, there were also moments when he was together with the beasts.
二十五节啊。
Verse 25.
他必被赶出来，离开世人，跟野兽一起吃草啊，跟野兽一起住在一起啊。
When he was cast out, he dwelt together with the beasts of the field.
你对这个你对自己这种情形，你就有认识自己吗？
And have you come to the knowledge of yourself?
我是一个王，我是一个人来的呀。
I'm a king. I'm a man.
我不是野兽来的。
I'm not a bee.
但是他后来他认识了，他跟野兽住在一起， but, 他就像一只野兽这样，他认识了。
But later he understood and he came to the knowledge that once he was just like a bee.
什么时候我们像野兽？
When was it that we were like the?
什么时候我们不像一个人
？And when was it that we did not look like a man？
你心中暴怒的时候，愤怒的时候。
It is when you have anger in your。
你心中作恶的时候。
It is when you think。
你心中不怕神的时候。
It is when you do not fear God。
你一定像野兽这样的。
And at that point in time, you are like a。
你看一个人愤怒的时候，愤怒起来要杀人啊，要吞吃人的，有没有？很可怕的呀。
When a man is angry, they want to devour others and they want to kill others。
整个眼睛红红的，讲话很可怕，很凶恶的呀。
Their eyes are all red and they talk, they speak very fiercely。
你对你啊，我们对我们自己有没有这样的认识
？Do you have this kind of recognition towards？
我认识我是人啊。
I know that I'm a man。
但是同时我也认识，我有时好像野兽这样呀。
But at times I can be like a beast。
这是巴比伦王对自己的第三种认识。
This is the recognition that this king of Babylon had for himself。
第四种认识。
The fourth one。
他虽然自己权位很高，好像树这么高，高顶天，叶子华美。二十节跟二十二节，二十跟二十二节。
Verse 20 to 22 although he can be as high and strong like the tree。
但是呢，也有被赶出来的时候呀。
But there were also times when he was driven out.
从高高的这种华美的叶子，很高的地位掉下来。
He can be exalted up, right to the top of the tree, but he can fall down to the bottom.
赶出王宫里。
And driven out of the palace.
你有这样的认识吗
？Do you have this kind of recognition for yourself?
你永远都坐在王位上，永远都是高高在上吗？
Do you think that you will always be seated on the throne, high and mighty?
你永远都是叶子华美，很丰富啊，很艳丽啊，大家都在称赞你，以为永远都是这样吗
？Do you think that you will always be like the tree with its leaves flourishing?
这是每个人都要真正去认识的。
This is something that all of us should acknowledge.
第五个
，The fifth one.
啊，他认识自己虽然恩泽万民万物哈，二十一节，他给了很多人靠他吃饭，靠他的恩典来生活，但是他自己呢，却有吃草如牛的时候，自己却在吃草啊。
He recognized that although he was a lot of people will have to depend on him for food, but there were also moments when he had to eat grass just like a beast.
第六个认识
The sixth.
认识自己虽然权柄管到地极，二十二节，权柄到地极。他的权柄啊，管到很远的地方去。
Verse 22, although his greatness has grown and reaches to the heavens.
但是也有被人用铁圈箍住他的手，用铁圈困住他的时候。
But there are also moments when he could be bound by people.
你的权力这么大，有什么用呢
？You can be very powerful, but what is the point?
到最后也是被人家用铁链啊绑住你啊，用铁笼困住你啊。你的权力这么大在哪里呢？
In the end, he was still bound in chains.
第七个认识。
A seventh recognition.
认识自己的国权是神所赐的，二十五节。
In verse 25, he recognized that his power was given by God.
但是这种神所赐的呢，他神可以取去，神也可以归还，神可以把他拿走，神也可以还回给我。
That God Most High rules, and God can give it to whomever He chooses.
所以这个我们更加需要去认识。
This is something that we must.
认识我们今天的一切所拥有。
We must recognize everything that we have.
今天我们的平安。
The peace that we have.
我们的家庭，我们的婚姻。
Our family, our marriage.
我们的事业，种种。
Our career.
神可以赏赐我们。
God gives,
但是请注意，神也可以拿走的呀。
God can also take away.
他拿走了，但是他又可以还回给我们的。
When God takes, He can also give it back to you.
这个是尼布甲尼撒王第七个对自己的认识的事情。
This is his seventh recognition towards himself.
看这些都是二十六节里面。
In verse 26.
二十七节第八个认识。
27, the eighth recognition.
认识平安的原则是什么呢
？He acknowledged this peace.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
就是施行公义，断绝罪恶，以怜悯穷人，断绝罪孽。认识这个公义跟怜悯。
He recognized this righteousness and mercy.
第九个认识。
The ninth one.
就是三十节。
Verse 30,
认识自己的骄傲
，He recognized his own arrogance，
乃是失败的原因呐。
He knew that pride is the reason why he fell。
那第十个认识
，The tenth one，
认识谦卑
，He understood humility。
乃是重新获得荣耀的原因呐。
That it is the reason for the glory。
这是看三十五节跟三十六节里面。
It is in verses 35 to 36.
最后就是认识谦卑了。
And lastly, he understood and he recognized this
humility. 而且这种谦卑让他感受到，这才是真正恢复荣耀的原因，恢复那个地位的原因。
And this humility is what will bring, will give him this honor.
啊，请注意哈，弟兄姐妹，这第四章里面，这个就是尼布加尼撒王的十个认识神。跟十个认识自己的一种觉悟。
So brothers and sisters, chapter 4 talks about the awareness that King Nebuchadnezzar had towards himself and towards God.
所以我们读这章的时候，我们自己反省，我们认识的神吗？
As we read this chapter, let us reflect on ourselves whether we know God.
我们认识的自己吗？
Do we know ourselves?
今天这第四章第一堂道理就是先分享这一段。
So the first session of this chapter 4, we shall stop here.
那星期六四点半的时候，我们进入到他的梦的这些内容里面去。
This coming Saturday at 4:30, we shall delve deeper into the dream.